It's a real way of thanking all the many, many volunteers who do so much hard work during the year.
And tell me the area in which you work in regularly.
Well, I live in Ellesmere, and I've been running the North Shropshire fundraising group for many years. We've raised about £60,000 over the last 10 years.
Fantastic. What sort of activities do you get up to?
Well, this year we had a murder mystery evening. We have sing-alongs where we use the Arts Centre at Ellesmere College to put on shows and films, and people come and dress up and sing along.
So there's a real atmosphere to the fundraising that goes on as well.
Yeah, I think all the Age UK fundraising is just lots of fun. Even our planning meetings, we have food and drink and plan all sorts of things.
And do you struggle for volunteers and getting people to participate in these fundraising events? Because there's so many different things pulling people in different directions nowadays.
No, you're absolutely right. In North Shropshire, we're doing quite nicely. But I know that Age UK would love to have fundraising groups in Shrewsbury, in Telford, and also in South Shropshire. So if anybody is at all interested in doing fun things with a group of friendly people, I would highly recommend that they get in touch with Age UK.
I'm Dean Souter. So I became a befriender in 2018. I saw an advert on the TV actually, and it moved me, to be honest. So I started befriending, and then when I started at R1 a few months ago, we were looking for a sort of charity partner. Abby was the forerunner really, and then she got in touch with me and then got the ball rolling.
What does a befriender involve then?
So essentially there are lots of elderly people out there who have no one. So families have passed away or moved on. Reintegration is difficult as well into the community. They're very lonely. So essentially what they do is go and have a cup of tea, go and have a biscuit with them, just sort of have a chat, essentially sort of normalise their life back into society where it wasn't previously.
And that must be quite rewarding.
It is extremely rewarding, yeah. So I started, as I said, 5 years ago. I know that Sheila, for instance, I get as much out of it as she does, really.
Yeah, because it's a sort of symbiotic relationship, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, she's a lovely woman. She's still got family around. But she can't have those sort of normal everyday conversations with those.
Yeah.
And she obviously likes to speak about her childhood as well. And all her family have heard those stories before. So,
yes, so it's a new set of ears.
Absolutely, yeah.
When you engage in conversation, what sort of subjects become forefront? Is it every day, what's in the news, or what sort of things do you talk about?
I mean, we talk about pretty much everything. Politics, as I said, her childhood, my childhood. I think it actually spurred me into speaking to my family a lot more because I realised that I don't actually know a lot about my sort of parents' backgrounds, etc.
So you know more about a stranger than...
Absolutely, 100%. So I think if you're with family members especially, you don't tend to sort of delve too deep into the past. So actually it spurred me on, as I said, to sort of learn more about my family as well.
And that must give you a bit of overall enrichment as a result.
Absolutely. Ever since I started, actually, it's been nothing but rewarding. Obviously, to see the effect that it has on Sheila, on the charity, which obviously is a self-funded organisation and struggles for that sort of that funding. So anyway, I can be of assistance, and I always do.